In the studio with us today, we've got head Lady Zizzer basketball coach Scott Womack. Also, a former familiar face there on the Lady Zizzer bench, Miss Sammy Radosovich, is with us as well. We're going to talk pink out, so who's going first?
I guess I will. I'm not going to say much except that this coming Monday, January 31st, is our 10th annual pink out game. And we got a lot of things going on. I'm going to let Sammy tell you all about it. She's kind of the one that organizes this with West Plains Bank and gets everything done, does just a great job. I don't know what I'd do without her. So instead of me telling you something wrong, I will let Sammy tell you everything that's going on and how you can help and hopefully have a big night next Monday.
All right. So here she is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, young lady.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us about the big pink out night.
All right. So like Coach Womack said, it's our 10th year, and we have a big goal this year. We're trying to get $20,000, which would be our highest we've ever had. I think the second high, or our highest we've had, is $16,200. So we're trying to get that 20, which is a lofty goal, but we feel like we have lots of things going on that we could hopefully get that. First, I just wanted to thank our sponsors. Without them, this event wouldn't be anything what it could be. West Plains Bank is our, like, my right-hand man. They have stepped up huge the last few years and just taken on, you know, sponsorship of this whole event. So they sponsor our T-shirts. They help volunteer at the game, serving food. Just with really anything I need, they're right there with, you know, marketing, social media posts. So thank you, huge to them. Also, Sean and Andrea Duggins at Westgate Realty, they always come up with the coolest raffle items, trying to get the highest tech things. So this year we have a set of Oculus virtual reality sets, and then an Xbox X we are raffling off at the game. Tickets can be purchased still, and we'll be selling those at the game as well. They are one ticket for $10 or three for $25. And then we also just have, you know, a lot going on at the game. So getting people to come to the game would be the best thing. So we can, you know, we have food being served. Jacob and Erica Garrett, they sponsor our food that we are buying to sell at the game, as well as we are also selling ribs, pre-ordering those to be picked up the day before the Super Bowl. So we're having a meal at the game, pulled pork sandwiches. We also are going to be selling Sugar Lily cupcakes. And then Jeff Wood also donated some of his famous cookies as well to be sold at the game. So a lot going on at the game, getting there to just purchase those things to help with that $20,000 goal. At halftime, we will be raffling off our items, our two raffle items, and then we're also having a live auction. We got turkeys and hams donated by the Ozarks Healthcare Foundation, so they will be Billy Sexton will be live auctioning those. And so lots going on. We hope to just get a lot of people there to support the girls, number one, and then support this great cause, which all of our money this year is being focused to go to the mobile mammography unit at Ozarks Healthcare. So we've always went to the cancer center, but we're kind of focusing it more on that because they are really trying to raise money to, you know, be able to benefit our rural community here.
All right. Sounds good. Now, what else is going to be going on that night?
We also have our shirt sales. We've pre-sold those, and they should be ready today and be being delivered today and tomorrow. So those can be picked up if you bought those, you know, through our online store, through a Lady Zizzer basketball player. They may be delivering those today and tomorrow to you. We do have extra shirts, so if you still want one of those, you can buy one at the game. We're going to be selling those extras at the Knicks game this Saturday, as well at the game on Monday the 31st. And if we don't have your size, we are going to make a second order. So if you want one, we just won't have it ready for you maybe at the game, but you can still order, and we can get that to you in the next week or so.
Okay. Now then, let's switch it back to the head man here. There you go. Now then, who are we playing that night?
Well, we are going to have a game that night. We got a lot of festivities going on, but we are going to play Glendale in a conference game. We'll have three games that night starting at 4:30. So it should be a full night of basketball. Come on out and watch three hopefully good games, and then, be part of something that hopefully we're going to raise a lot of money that night.
And the girls are doing quite a good job so far.
Well, we're playing well right now. We're 15-2, had a really good weekend with the championship of the Knicks Invitational, winning it for the third straight year and beating three state ranked teams in the process. And I think we gained a lot of confidence right there, and hopefully we can carry it forward because we're getting ready. We still got two non-conference games coming up here, but then we're really getting into the meat of our conference schedule, because after the Glendale game, then we have at Lebanon, and then we have Rolla and Kickapoo coming in to West Plains to play. So really three games right there against probably the three top teams that we're going to have to face in our conference.
And of course, showdown number two is coming this Saturday. This is the makeup game. A lot of folks have been asking when you're going to make up that game with Nixa, especially after last Saturday. So tell them all about it.
Well, it's going to be Saturday. We're going to start. It's three game, and we started at 10 a.m. They needed to go a little bit earlier so they could get home for something to do. They have a boys tournament, and they had to be home for that. But so we're going to start our C game at 10 a.m., and then we'll have the JV and varsity to follow. And you know Knicks is going to come in mad. I mean, they were not happy after us winning their tournament last week on their home floor and, beating them in the championship game. And so that happened last year. We beat them, and then next time we played them, they came out, and they were a completely different team. So it'll be a battle. They're a very physical team, and we was able to handle it the other day, and we'll see. They'll be more physical come Saturday. So you want to watch a good basketball game, come out Saturday, support the girls, and hopefully we can come away with another win.
Okay, now going back to Pink Out, if anybody has any questions, needs some more information, who they need to contact.
It's on West Plains Bank, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ladies Is Our Basketball social media pages, Facebook. There are lots of information there. We have an online store that's still available to purchase raffle tickets and ribs. So if you're interested in either of those, go to those social media pages, and you can find the online store link and any other information regarding the event.
All right, sounds good. So next Monday night, Pink Out, all gets underway at 4:30, and a whole lot of stuff going to be going on that night. Well, good luck. $20,000, I think they can do it.
Yep, that'll put us over $100,000 in the 10 years we've done this. So that's really our goal, to get to that mark.
Good job. I think you can do it. So thanks for coming in and talking with us, and we'll see you on Monday night.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. Pink Out next Monday night, West Plains High School gym.